Isaiah 58, verse 1 and 2.
That's what I'm going to study today. But I tell you,
the promise that if you come, based upon Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, that's the promise.
I want you to hold on to that promise, okay? Listen to me very carefully. If you come because of your own initiation, you are the blessed one. But if you come because your parents tell you to do so, and you come because you obey your parents and honor them, I want you to hold on to this promise. Okay? Throughout your life, if things doesn't work out the way that you want, you hold on to this promise. Okay? By obeying your parents and by honoring them, you get two kinds of promises. The first, it go well with you. Second, you live a long life. Okay? Jeremiah, could you help me read that? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. I say that again. If you come here because of your own initiation, it's good for you. Okay? Because you want to get close to God, and God will get close to you, and you will get the blessing. So, Jeremiah, did you find the Bible verses? Could you read that to me? And I want you to read it in such a way that every one of us in here can hear that, not just your girlfriend can hear that, okay? Read it out loud with a loud voice so that people can understand what you're reading.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy the long life on the earth.
So what's that promises? Go well with you. Throughout your life, if it doesn't go well with you, you're going to cash in that promise. You say, Lord, on February the 2nd, 2010, I listen to my parents, and I obey them, and I honor them. I come to the pastor land study, Bible study. Now it doesn't go well, because I obey you. I want to cash in that check. You understand? You hold on to that promise. It go well with you, that's the first promise. Second, what's the second promise? You may live a long life. Okay? Remember that? Daniel, could you read that? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3.
Children, obey your parents, because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first of the 10 commandments that end with a promise. And this is the promise. If you honor your father and mother, you will live a long life full of blessings.
Okay, I want to stop here. I just want to do a survey. How many of you come here because you just want to get close to God? It's nothing to do with my parents telling me to come. Just raise your hand. You want to get close to God? I give you another promise. Okay? Psalm, then, Moses, could you read that? Psalm 73, 28.
But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds.
So it's good to be near God, right? If it's, you come here out of your own accord, you come here not because your parents are telling you to come, you just want to get close to God, it's good for you. All your life, you'll get a blessing. Hold on to that promise, okay? It is good, as for me, it is good to be near God. How can I get close to God? By listening to what He has to say to me, okay? It's good to be near God. What happens if you get close to God? James chapter 4 verse 8, and God gonna get close to you. You come close to God, God come close to you, okay? Could someone read that? James chapter 4 verse 8.
So Psalm 73:28, James 4:8.
Did anyone find James? James chapter 4 verse 8. Daniel, could you find it? Could you read it?
Draw close to God and God will draw close to you. Wash your hands, he says. Purify your heart.
So I say that again. Psalm 73, verse 28. But as for me, it is good to be near God. It is good to be near God. Because you draw near to God, God draw near to you. If God draw near to you, you get nothing but blessing. Does that make sense? So I want to do a little bit of survey. Starting from Jeremiah. Starting from you. You tell me,
Did you come because your parents tell you to come, or you come because you come of your own accord?
Parents.
Okay. Now, if you come because your parents ask you to come, then what promise do you hold on to it? Ephesians chapter 1-3. What does it say? If I honor my parents, what happened? I live a long life. Secondly, it will go well with you. What good does it do if you live a long life and you live a lousy life? You know, a long life. You want to die earlier then, okay? God will go well with you, right? Does it make sense? It makes sense, right? If it doesn't work all your life, you hold on to that. Matthew 2:10, you come because you honor your parents. Okay? Ephesians 6:1-3. Could you introduce your girlfriend? Have you ever seen? Martha?
Hi, Martha.
Okay. And did you come because?
Well, they told us about it, but I wanted to come.
Okay, out of your own accord. Good. You, Jane, did you come because you hear about that, or you just want to obey your parents and honor them? You want to come. So if you come out of your own accord, these are the Bible verses I want you to memorize. Psalm 73:28. It is good. As for me, it is good to be near God. Right? What good does it do? If I get close to God, James 4:8, God get close to me. Right? Okay? So, Daniel, you come because... parents. So which Bible verses you have to memorize them? Ephesians. What does it say?
Honor father and mother, and you live well and live long.
Okay. If it doesn't work, you come to me. We cash it in. I tell you one thing. When someone write you a check, the check only lasts for 6 months. 6 months later, if you don't cash in, that check becomes a stale check. You can't cash it in. You understand? But these promises from God works every time. You know what? I tell you one thing. When you see Jesus Christ face to face, if he asks you, Jeremiah, what have you done that you honor me? You say, I obey my parents on February 2nd, 2010, by coming. Right? At least you get one righteous thing before Jesus Christ say, this is the right thing that I have done. Does it make sense? Could you introduce yourself?
My name is Iris.
Iris?
Hi, Iris.
What's the reason why you come? Because your parents tell you so? Or you just want to come?
Well, I want to come because Mr. and Mrs. Kim told me about it.
Okay, so you honor them too. That's your mother-in-law, future mother-in-law, right?
30.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Thank you, Iris. Okay. So which Bible verses you want to memorize? This one or that one?
Ephesians.
Ephesians, okay. Could you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Bona.
Bona? And why you come here is because you come, you hear about that, or you want to honor your parents?
Both?
Then you memorize both Bible verses then. Ephesians chapter 6:1-3, and Psalm 73:28, and James 4:8. Okay? Bona, right? And then?
Louise?
Okay. So why you come?
Yeah,
your parents, eh? You want to honor them, eh? Oh, you are a blessed girl, okay? So... then you memorize these Bible verses then. Ephesians chapter 6:1-3. Donald.
Yeah.
Why? So why are you coming?
I didn't know about it. My mom said we were going to Grant's house. Okay? I didn't know.
It's a trap, alright? So I mean, you know what? Donald, listen to me very carefully, you know? The door is not locked. The door is open. If you don't feel like, maybe you have to walk home, okay? But what I'm trying to say is, if I honor my parents by coming,
and listen to the word of the Lord, it will go well with me because I honor him. By honoring your parents, you're honoring God. Okay? Because your parents are not telling you to do a bad thing, telling you to listen to the word of the Lord, to get close to God. It's do you a lot of good. Does that make sense? Do you still want to stay? Okay. So which one you want to memorize? Or memorize them all? All of them? Good for you. I tell you one thing. The more you memorize, the more chapter you will bounce. You can cash in any time. Okay? So, Lena has a choice too. Lena could have been working too, right? And I feel proud of you. You choose not to work and honoring your parents. Now I want to hear from your own from your own mouth. So what's the reason why you want to join us? Because of your parents or because you want to hear what the Lord has to say to you? Because of your parents. Right? So could you memorize Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and 3? And hold on to that promise. If it doesn't work in your life, cash it in and come to me. And I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray in such a way that you can go well with you and you live a long life with prosperity, okay? So what about you?
Parents.
So which one you want to memorize? Ephesians? What's the promise that God promised to us? You live a long life? That's all? It go well with you too. Right? Go well with you and live a long life. Miriam. Because your partner telling you to come. Okay? Well, that's good. Now you not act like a head of the household. That's good. Okay? So, let me see. I want to give you a special so by turn to 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 6. That's the Bible promises I give it to you. Okay? 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 6. Could you read that? The starting from the latter part of the verse 5. They were submissive to their own husband. Did you see that? 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 6. Starting from verse 5, the latter part of verse 5. You're God's child by obeying your pastor. That's good. You know what? Your marriage life will be nothing but blessing. Don't rule over your husband. Submit to him. And you become Sarah's daughter. You got that? Okay? So Moses, why are you coming? So, Psalms 73:28, right? It's good to be near God. And when you get close to God, God gets close to you, okay? And that's the best step, okay? Emmanuel, God with me, okay? So, Gabriel, so why are you coming here?
Parents?
Mother or father?
Mother.
Okay? So then you memorize Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and 3, right? Josh?
I want to
want to
replace
Barney
and
Cole.
You
want to what?
I want to go to
the Bible. You want to what?
I want to go to the Bible.
You want to go to the Bible? Oh, do my part, right? So I want you to memorize Psalm, okay? And James chapter 4, verse 8. Ah, Hannah.
Yeah, I want to
that's cool.
Now I tell you one thing. Today you come here, you will not regret. There's only four Bible verses. All I give it to you, Ephesians, Psalm, and all these are bonus. That's not what I'm teaching today. What I'm teaching today is Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2. Isaiah 59, verse 20 to 21. And there's assignment. You know what? But if you are the first time to come to my Bible study, you don't know my requirement. Next time when you come, could you do me a favor? You know, you go to a Home Depot, Office Depot, the guy to buy the a pack of highlighter with different color pen. That will change your life. Okay? I don't want to see your Bible. I don't want to see your Bible so clean like that. Okay, I don't mean you mess up your hand and then mess up the Bible. That's not what I mean. I want you to mark your Bible. Okay? So that when you get close to God, by reading the scripture, your Bible is not supposed to be clean. Bring your pen and bring your color pen. Highlighter. Pink, red, yellow, green, and blue. Okay? And you start marking up your Bible based upon your own preference. If it's important Bible verses, mark it in red, in pink, so they come out. Okay? And next time when you read it, you will remember what I have said today. Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2 talk about what we have done, our condition, our relationship with God. Okay? The Bible says, surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. What is the reason why when we are in trouble, the Lord refused to deliver us? What's the reason why when I'm in deep water, I cry out to God for help and he did not listen to my prayer? What's the reason? One reason. Because of my iniquity. Because of my sin. But your iniquity have separated you from your God. Your sins has hidden his face from you so that he will not hear you. Okay? If you want the Lord to hear your prayer, we all need God throughout our lives, one way or the other. We need him all the time. Apart from him, we can do nothing. So we need to get close to him all the time. When we're in trouble, we got to cry out to him. When we cry out to him, he will deliver us. That's what's supposed to be in a good relationship between you and God. But if we have a broken relationship with God, it's all because of our sins. It's because of our iniquity. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Okay? So, when I ask you to memorize things, I memorize it for myself. Is it fair? So next time, when I see you around, I expect you to memorize it. You know what? As we're getting older, it's difficult to memorize. For a young kid like Donald, or like Christopher, it's a lot easier for them. Okay? Maybe a little bit difficult for Daniel, right? Is it? Is it? But what about old men like me, getting close to 60? You know, when I'm your age, I look at a man 50-some-odd years old, I say to myself, how come he didn't die? You know, really. You know, I say, he's close to 60 already. He's just about to die. Right? But I tell you one thing. I don't want to die. I still have a lot of things to do for the Lord. So I want you to learn from me. Start memorize Bible verses. Okay? Let us read three times together, so that we know what is our condition now. What is our relationship with God?
What's stopping us to have a good relationship with God is all because of our sins and our iniquity. If I get rid of that kind of stuff, I will get close to God and He get close to me. When I cry to Him in prayer, He'll listen to me and He deliver me already. Okay? Could we read it together? Three times. Is it possible that every one of us, are we all using NIV? Or because he's not using NIV, right? What Bible you're using? What version?
New Living Translation.
Do me a favor, you know. You either use NASB or use NIV. Don't use any other version. Okay? Use NIV or NASB. These are the two best ones. Believe in me, okay? It's for your own good. NIV is a lot easier to understand by just listening to it and hearing it, because, okay, NASB is a little bit difficult, but more close to the original language. So I love to have these two versions. NASB, New American Standard Bible. Another one is New International Version. Okay? Most of the churches that you attend, the preacher are using NIV. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Use NIV. And another thing I would like to encourage you is, whatever the Bible you use, stick to that Bible. Because we are absent-minded. You know what? If I give you another Bible, very likely, you can't flip the page that you used to be. Because the Bible that you use, the Bible that you use for devotion, is the same Bible you used to bring to the church. Do you have a habit to bring a Bible to your church? Or you don't bring a Bible to the church? Jeremiah, do you bring Bible to a church? You don't bring Bible to a church, that's why you eat with your finger. You know what I mean? So, do me a favor, could you, next time you go to church, bring your Bible to you. Okay? By bringing the Bible, you're telling God, I honor your word. If you honor God, God gonna honor you. If God honor you, you'll be richly blessed, my friend. You understand? Okay? So you all get NIV Bible? Right? Will you read it three times? Starting Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2. Surely, the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquity has separated you from your God. Your sins has hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. What's the reason why he will not hear your prayer? Because his ear too dull? Or because there's no God? Or because of you? Jeremiah, because of what? Who iniquity? Your iniquity, or my iniquity, but it's my fault, but my parents' fault. Who iniquity is it? My own iniquity, my own sin. What my sin and my iniquity has done to my relationship with God? Could anyone tell me? Boulder? What your iniquity has done to your relationship with your God? Separated you from God. What else?
Given us doubts and...
Will he hear your prayer?
Probably, if you ask for forgiveness.
Wow, she's a smart girl, eh? She said, probably the Lord will hear my prayer if I ask for forgiveness. Did any one of you agree with that statement? Do you have assurance of that? If you ask God to forgive you, will He forgive you? What's the proof that He will forgive you?
Because He loves me.
Okay, but you have to have a Bible verse to prove it, you know?
Ask and it shall be given.
Ask shall be given. Seek and you will find. Oh, man.
I seek forgiveness and I'll find it.
Well, that's Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. I give you the Bible verses to claim to that promise, okay? Now, I stop here first. What separates me from my God is my iniquity. What hidden God's face from me so that He won't hear my prayer because of my sin, right? So if I deal with that iniquity, if I deal with that sin, how do I deal with it? 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If I ask for forgiveness, if I ask God to forgive all my sins, He will forgive all my sins. If I confess my sins before God, He will forgive me and cleanse all my iniquity. For He is faithful, just, and righteous. Okay? Do you find it, Jeremiah? Could you read it out loud? 1:9 First John.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Could you read that again? 1 John 1:9.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Donald, did you find it?
Yeah.
Could you read it?
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
If God purify me from all unrighteousness, and then I approach God, you want to have a broken relationship by that? Okay, I can get close to Him now, right? So what should we do if we pray? Ask for forgiveness first. Let's begin our Bible study with a prayer. Okay? Let's bow down, have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we confess that You are the righteous God and You are the holy God. Time and time again, we only know You are the loving God, but we forget that You are righteous God. A righteous God will hide His face from sinner. And our prayer, You will not listen. But if we confess our sins and renounce it, we will find mercy from You. And from then on, You listen to our prayer. And You will get close to us. And the reason why we separate ourselves from You is because of our iniquity and because of our sins. And I pray, O Lord, that You cover each and every one of us with Your blood and cleanse us with Your word and anoint us with Your Holy Spirit. So that when we get close to You by studying Your word, we have an understanding of who You are and who we are, and we want to get close to You. And I pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. So every time when you cry out to God in prayer and you sense that the Lord is not listening to you, what should you do, Moses? But you keep praying until He listens? Or you ask for His forgiveness?
Ask for His forgiveness.
You ask for His forgiveness. Okay? Right after you ask for His forgiveness, and you still have doubt in your mind. I still don't know whether he truly forgave me. By that time, what would you do? Mother? You don't ask again. You read the Bible verse. You read 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. What does it say? God is just. God is faithful. When he promised you, did he lie to you? You say you promised me. Now I still have doubt in my heart. So you say to your heart, say to your soul, oh my soul, listen to the word of the Lord. He is just and faithful. If I confess it, he said he will forgive me. He said he will cleanse all my unrighteousness. He did it. And believe in it. I ask that again. Hannah, you did something wrong. And then you pray to God. You feel like God is not listening to your prayer. What would you do? After you confess, and you still feel that he didn't forgive you. Which Bible verse?
1 John 1:9.
And what does it say?
He's faithful to us and will forgive us our sins.
Then you believe in it. And then you say, Lord, there's nothing between you and me because that sin, that iniquity has already been cleansed. No barrier. No hidden barrier. No obvious barrier. All this barrier has been taken away already. Does that make sense? That you believe in it. He is just and faithful. He has forgiven all your sins and cleansed all your unrighteousness. And your prayer will reach his ear. His ear will not be too dull to hear what you have to say to him. Does that make sense? Now I ask one more person. I forget your name again, sorry.
Louise.
Louise? Have you ever sinned against God?
Yeah.
Have you ever feel that God is so far away from you?
Yeah.
When you feel that God is far away from you, what should you do?
Pray.
How do you pray?
You ask for forgiveness.
You confess your sins. Okay? You tell God what you have done that make you feel you are so far away from God. You say, God, I do not want to be far away from you. I want to get close to you. Okay? Then you confess your sins. When you confess your sins, what happened? Then you'll be forgiven. But what happened if you still feel like that you haven't been forgiven? Because you know you did great, really, really bad things. First John 1:9, and what did the Bible say?
That God is just and faithful. And if we claim that we sin, then we'll be forgiven.
Okay. Did all of you get that? There's no reason to feel that God is far away from you. There's no reason to feel that God did not listen to your prayer. Does that make sense? The only one reason that you feel you're far away from God is mainly because of your own iniquity and because of your own sin. But if you deal with that by confessing it, deal with it by renouncing it, what happened? If I try to cover up my sins and not confessing it, do you know what happened? God will not hear your prayer. You will not be prosperous. You will be in deep trouble. If you confess it and renounce it, what happened? You will receive mercy. I give you a bonus if you want to memorize one more Bible verse. Proverbs 28:13. If you conceal your sin, If you cover up your sin, if you don't confess it, if you don't renounce it, you just cover up with your own hand. As if God didn't know that. You will not be prosperous. You will be in deep trouble. But if you confess it and renounce it, you will receive mercy. Does it make sense? Martha, could you read it? Proverbs 28:13. No, I want Martha to.
You don't have an NIV Bible? What Bible you have? It's a message. Yeah. Read one more time. So in here, telling me one step more. If you feel like he still hasn't forgiven your sin, that's another reason. Because you don't renounce it. You just confess it. You just confess it and don't renounce it. You say you still love him. You still want to do it. What does it mean by renounce it? You say, Lord, help me not to do it anymore. Does it make sense? Right? If you confess it and renounce it, what happens? You find mercy. What kind of mercy did you find? What kind of mercy did you find? Based upon Isaiah, based upon 1 John, what kind of mercy did you find? Can anyone help me? Moses, what kind of mercy did you find based upon 1 John? If you confess it and renounce it, what kind of mercy did you find? 1 John chapter 1 verse 9? Anyone know the answer? Do you know the answer? If I confess my sins and renounce my sins, you will find mercy, right? What kind of mercy God talk about? Based upon 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. Read that. You guys know the answer. You guys know that, but just that you don't read it. Daniel, do you know what kind of mercy did you find?
I'll read it.
Okay, you read it. Yeah. Yeah.
The pastor's not there.
Yeah.
He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
That's the kind of mercy, right? Do you remember what kind of mercy your father has said? Wow, man, you know, I don't know how can a new pastor, you know, preaching to new guy, you know. I don't think you get anything, man, you know.
There's so many things you're throwing at
me. Wow, come on to me, eh? Oh, man. So what kind of mercy?
You will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
The mercy of?
Forgiveness?
The mercy of?
Purifying
us. Cleansing. Purification. That's good stuff, right? If I'm purified now, because He forgave me, now, what's stopping me from getting close to God? Nothing now. And He will hear my prayer too, right? Right? On top of that, His arm will be long enough to save me. Right? I dealt with my problem. How do I deal with my problem? Deal with my problem by confessing my sin and renouncing it. Right? Confessing it and renouncing it. Right? Okay. The second portion of the Bible verse that I'm going to talk about is Isaiah 59, verse 20 to 21. The Bible said, Isaiah 59, verse 20 to 21.
the Redeemer. Who is the Redeemer? Jesus Christ. The Redeemer will come to Zion. The Redeemer not only will come to Zion, the Redeemer will come to those in Jacob. Are you in Jacob? Are you in Christ Jesus? Have you believed in Him? Have you confessed your sins? Have you renounced your sins? Did you find mercy from Him? The Redeemer will come to those in Jacob who repent of their sins. Who repent of their sins. So what does it mean by James, what does it mean by repent of their sins?
You confess your sins.
And renounce it, right? And turn around, right? So if I confess my sins and renounce it and repent of my sins, what happens? The Redeemer will come to you. Does it make sense?
Yes.
In the same day, the Redeemer, Jesus Christ, our Lord, will come to Zion, to those in Jacob, to those in Jesus Christ, who repent of their sins. Declare the Lord. That's not what Pastor John said. This is what the Lord said. He declared that. If it doesn't work, you hold on to Him. Say, Lord, isn't it you told me? If I repent of my sins, if I turn around and confess it and renounce it, you will come to me. I need you to come to me. Alright? And then in verse 21. As for me, my covenant with them, this is my covenant with them, said the Lord. What did the Lord say? The following statement, the latter part of verse 21, is the Lord's covenant with the repentant sinner. This is the Lord's covenant with you. What's the Lord's covenant? Circle two words. My spirit. Circle there. Circle it in red. And my words. Where is my spirit? My spirit who is on you. And my word that I have put in your mouth. If you repent of your sins, God promised you that two things He's going to give it to you. My spirit, He'll give it to you. Secondly, my word will give it to you. And my spirit and my word will not depart from your mouth or from the mouth of your children. Or from the mouth of their descendants. Starting where? From this time on and forever, said the Lord. Let me tell you the content of the covenant. Let me tell you what God has done for you. The moment you repent of your sins, the moment you confess and renounce it, He promised to give you two things. His Holy Spirit and His Holy Word. And that's the covenant He has made with you. Can anyone tell me if this covenant is an everlasting covenant or temporary covenant or old covenant or new covenant? Who wrote this covenant? Who wrote these Bible verses? Anyone knows? New Testament or Old Testament? I say it's the Old Covenant or New Covenant? Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Old Covenant is an eternal covenant or temporary covenant? Why is temporary? why temporary? You got the answer already. You say it's old. Old is replaced by new. So that means temporary. But that statement over there in verse 21 doesn't look like it's an old covenant. You say from this time on and forever. That is the eternal covenant. So Isaiah in Old Testament telling me what God will do in the New Covenant. Is that what Isaiah prophesies? In the Old, you don't get that? I can repeat that. What Isaiah has written is in the Old Covenant. Old Covenant means Old Testament. But what he said, the content of it. He said, the covenant that I have with you is from this time on and forever. So that means that covenant that we talk about is not an old covenant. It's a new covenant. It's an eternal covenant. It's forever and ever. That means it's a prophesy. It's a prophecy. He prophesied in Isaiah 59 verse 21. Hasn't been fulfilled. But in new covenant, in New Testament time, the Redeemer has already come. The New Testament has already established. Does it make sense? So in other words, there is new covenant within the old covenant. Because of prophecy. Do I make myself clear? Donald, do I make myself clear?
Yeah.
So the covenant that we talk about, Isaiah 59, verse 21, is a new covenant or old covenant?
It's a new covenant and the old covenant.
Is a new covenant within the old covenant? Is a temporary covenant or eternal covenant?
Eternal covenant.
Starting from when?
Christ came to earth.
Starting from when?
After Christ came to earth.
Hmm?
After Christ came to earth and died for sins.
Okay. But in Isaiah saying that, starting from this time on, starting now and forever. As I said before, in the early part of my statement, I say, when someone write you a check, you better make sure you cash in that check within how long? 6 months. What if you don't cash in? Become stale check, avoided. You can't cash in anymore. Right? Or what about this covenant then? Can I cash in now? Until eternity. Because that's what the Bible says. What's the content of that covenant? Talk about two things. What's the content of the covenant?
God will give you an evaluated
word. I don't get that. You don't understand that? Okay, no problem. Good try. That's fine. Could you read that again? You know the answer. What's the content of the covenant? So what's the two main theme, two main content of the covenant? What did he give it to you? Gabriel, what did he give it to you?
His spirit.
His spirit? your children? How do you pass it on to your children? Oh, Gabriel is a smart guy, you know, he get the key word. Daniel, what's the two content that the Lord gave it to you if you repent of your sin?
Holy Spirit and Holy Word.
Holy Spirit and Holy Scripture, Holy Word. Okay? And then what he required of you?
To pass it down from generation to generation.
Okay. Now, he expects you to pass it down from generation to generation. Now, Daniel, let me ask you a question. If I don't even read the scripture, could you tell me how can I pass it down to generation to generation? I don't even read the scripture. Okay. If I say, my father don't even read the Bible, why should I read the Bible? You mean you pass on your knowledge by giving him a book?
No, obviously not.
Obviously not, okay? Okay, that's good. Well, we're getting there. We're getting there now. We're getting there. Good. Harris, could you help me? How can you pass on to your children and to your children after you?
Verbally, by teaching them.
Verbally teaching them? But how do I teach my children if I don't even know this is what the covenant that the Lord gave it to me? Did any one of you know that? Did any one of you know before I ask you to read Isaiah 59 verse 21 that it is the Lord's requirement of you to pass on what he has given it to you to a thousand generations? Did any one of you know before I mention that? Would you please raise your hand? That is your responsibility. Do you know Iris?
Not for descendants, but he did say to everyone, like, to all nations.
To all nations, okay. But it's the first time you hear that it is your requirement to pass it on to your children and to your children's after your children. And that's what the Bible says. Make sure my spirit and my word that I gave it to you never depart from your mouth. That means you got to keep on telling your children, nor depart from the mouth of your children, nor from their descendants, from the mouth of their descendants. In other words, before you pass away, what should you say? You're not going to say, hey, these are the house I'm going to give it to you, these are the car I'm going to give it to you. No, you don't say that. You say to your children, make sure God's Spirit and God's Word that you pass along to your children. Make sure that you have the Holy Spirit in your heart. The Spirit that is on you. Make sure that pass it on to your children. If any person that doesn't have the Holy Spirit, he doesn't belong to God. If he doesn't belong to God, where would he go? Hell or heaven?
The hell. Right away.
Yeah. So if your children doesn't have a house, doesn't have a beautiful car, he still go to heaven. Car and house not important. So what would you do before you pass away? If you memorize the Bible verse, Isaiah 59 verse 21, what would you do? Could you do me a favor and tell me what would you do?
Pass on the word and spirit too.
So make sure your children has the Holy Spirit on them. Make sure your children has the Word of God in their heart. What is in your heart will be what is from your mouth. If you don't have the Word of God in your heart, whatever you say is not God's Word. Does that make sense? That's what Jesus said. That's not what I said. Said the Lord. Right? So what would you do? If you know you're going to pass away, what is the most important thing that you're going to tell your children?
in case you live long enough, you have children and are after you, okay? What would you do? You say, oh, this is the diamond ring that I've given to you, make sure you pass it on to the other children? Or what would you say to your children? So don't you think it is the right thing for you to do to obey your parents to come to this Bible study and now knowing what's the kind of covenant that God requires of you? What do you mean by covenant? Covenant means he signed a contract, he give you a statement, God signed his name, and you sign your name, right? Otherwise, how can it be a covenant? Do you agree with what God said? My spirit who is on you, and my words that I have put in your mouth will not depart from your mouth. Every word that uttered from your mouth has to be the word of the Lord. Does it make sense? If you have the word of God in your heart, then every word that comes out of your mouth will be God's word. So does it make sense for me to ask all of you to memorize Isaiah 59 verse 1 to 2 and 20 to 21? Josh? Does it make sense now? I pray to God. I say, God, the moment if I pass away, I have prayed that I'm not going to die in a car accident. If I die in a car accident, I die right on the spot. I won't have the opportunity to talk to my children. I pray to God, the moment I die, you give me the breath that I can talk to my children. I will tell them, God's spirit that is on you. Make sure God's spirit did not depart from you, from your heart. Make sure that you know you have the God's spirit. According to Romans chapter 8 verse 9, anyone who does not have the spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ. Anyone who does not have the Holy Spirit within his heart, he does not belong to God. If you do not belong to God, where would you go? You go to hell. Secondly, John chapter 6 verse 63, Jesus said, my word that I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. If you do not have the word of God within your heart, very likely you don't have the Holy Spirit within your heart. Jeremiah, starting from today on, do you need to memorize Bible verses with Pastor John? Do you feel regret to come to this Bible study? Is this a good thing for you to come to obey your parents? What have you learned today?
I know live a good life, but I don't remember the way back.
No, you're just using your own word there.
Live a good life and live a long time.
That's good. It makes sense. It makes sense, right? And what have you learned? That's what you learned today? All the time that I spent in my life. So Daniel, you help your younger brother. What have you learned today other than what he has said?
God will forgive us if we ask, and that our sins separate us from God, and we should pass on the word and spirit of God to our future generations.
You know, Jeremiah just reminded me one thing. He said, I don't know how to say it in God's word. You know, as if God's word is so difficult. I want you to take away that barrier, okay? God's word is very easy to memorize. Say it with me. God's word is very easy to memorize. What did God say? My spirit puts on you, and my word that I put in your mouth will not depart from your mouth. Now it depart from your mouth already. Why? Because you don't memorize it. The requirement of this covenant with you is my word and my spirit will never, never depart from your mouth. Does it make sense? How long have you
give me a question? Approximately.
5 years.
5 years? Okay. Starting this day on and forever. You memorize God's word. Does it make sense? What if I don't memorize God's word? Can anyone tell me? Jane? If I refuse to memorize, what happened to me? Do I break the covenant? Do I break the covenant?
Yes.
What part did I break? If I don't memorize God's word. What part did I break? Moses, which part did I break? If I don't memorize it.
Thank you that we could all come here and gather and learn more about your work. this, your spirit and your word to our descendants. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Until 1,000 generations.